Something that as we shift into a new season, that God would want you to prepare for better. A lot of folks are preparing. They put new wipers on the cars and trying to prepare for the rain, but I want you to get prepared for better. I don't know who it is, but maybe two or three of you are ready for better.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I heard a few I am. They ain't, I'm not scared. Better can come get me. Man, I'm ready for it. Ready for better. Hebrews 6 and 9. That's our theme scripture that we'll be reading together so we can hear what the Word of God has to say about you as it relates to better. Let's rest to our feet and let's read it together. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Stop right there. Concerning who?
You.
He's talking to you.
Amen.
Better things.
Amen.
Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. Amen. Don't be just satisfied with salvation. It's got to get better.
Amen.
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 All right, now turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 6. We will be in Galatians chapter 6 for one verse, and then we will turn to Psalms 118. Galatians chapter 6, one verse, Psalms 118. Galatians chapter 6 first. We there? Let's pray. Father, thank you for bringing us together. And now that we're together, Lord, we desire to worship you in spirit. So let your word now cut everything that's carnal out of the way, that we may come together and be the body that you called us to be. For we desire to hear from you. So touch now our ears, our hearts, our mind. Prepare us to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. And Father, consecrate me, your servant, pushing Felix out of the way, that your Spirit may elevate and come and preach and teach us today. Father, we desire to hear from you. So come now, in Jesus' name, amen. Verse number 9 of the 6th chapter of Galatians reads, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Let us. We're not by ourselves. It's not a me thing. It's not an I thing. The word says, let us not grow weary in well doing. Meaning, if you're doing God's will, don't stop. If you're praying and it don't look like it's changing, don't stop. You shall reap if you don't quit. Amen? Now turn to Psalms 118. verse number 1. Ready? The writer writes, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let Israel," or let the people of God, "now say, his mercy endures forever." Got to read that again. Let God's people now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. Amen. I called on the Lord in distress. Anybody ever call on God in distress? The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. You need to read that with me. The Lord is on my side. One more time. The Lord is on my side. Now that you know he's on your side, let's read the next part. I will not fear. Let's read it again. I will not fear. One more time. I will not fear. Amen. We just ran the devil out. Now get this. What can man do to me if the Lord is on my side? No! There's no need to fear. The Lord is up in here. Verse 7, the Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desires on those who hate me. They can hate you if you want. As long as the Lord is with you, he gonna turn them around. Huh? To meet the desires of his will, because your desires already became his desires. Okay. Now the last two verses and we're going to go home. All right? Verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. Verse 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in princes. In a prince. Princesses. Princes. In other words, worldly authority. Amen. It's far better to trust God than whoever's in authority in this world. As we look at the text, and God is speaking better things concerning you, I want you to make a proclamation. I believe it's got to get better. Tell your neighbor, I believe it's got to get better. Amen. You may be seated. As God has awakened your belief system and shown you his pattern of his power and how it is unto salvation through us believing, which means that our believing has so much power that it will really activate the movement of God, because God is good. The verse begins off when he says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." God is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is God and he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. It does not say to give thanks unto the Lord when things don't look right. It says just give thanks to the Lord. It is something for us to know and understand that your belief system is going to help you in giving thanks to God. Because we don't thank God for what he does. We thank God for who he is. Amen. And God is just good.
Hallelujah.
That is just his whole chemical makeup. He's just good. Somebody say, oh, describe your God. Just say good. Yeah, he good. And he is only one good. Because without a good God, we couldn't do good things. God himself is so good that he looked at man and knew that man was going to mess up from the beginning. And Jesus was with God from the beginning, but they had a plan from the beginning to make things better for the believer. It is only through life circumstances that we have not embraced better. Sometimes the enemy will get in your mind and tell you that something that got taken from you is not a good thing for you. But everything that happens in your life, when you get the good God, is good for you. And if you cannot see it, you just need to believe it.
Amen.
That all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord. So I have a question this morning. Before we get into this better, do you really love the Lord?
Amen.
Because if you truly love the Lord, that means that all things are working together for the good. Which means that good is coming out of whatever is bad that is happening to you. Therefore, do not embrace what is bad. Embrace what is good. If you stay connected to what is good, it'll carry you through whatever looks bad. And so God has always worked out things for the better. In other words, even when he saves you from all the junk and garbage and how dirty and filthy and nasty we all were, when he saved us, he continued to work on us. And even though we are yet still sinners, grace has stepped in and began to clean us up. And no matter what happens, grace will continue to clean. You can never escape the goodness of God, because it's not up to you whether he makes you better or not. It is only up to him. And so the world, man, has customized us in a way that when we were once in the world, we have taken on the world system and we looked at man. And we wanted approval from man. And then we come into kingdom living and we are still yet looking for approval.
Amen. Come on, God.
From man.
Amen.
And he said, no, I'm not. I'm just so into God, I don't need no approval from man. Well, why is it then that a man can do something that you don't like and it upsets you so much if you are not looking for approval from man? Why is it that we put so much confidence in man?
Amen.
when man has let us down over and over and over again.
Amen.
Why is it that? We trust man, but it's hard for us to trust God. Oh, he said it's easier to see man. Why is it that you look in the mirror and you see that man and that man let you down too? Do not focus on the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the focus on the things that are not seen, for the things that are not seen are eternal. So focus on what you believe rather than what you see. And that's what had happened to us. We are looking at what man created instead of looking at the God who created man. Oh, goodness. And so we have even embraced better in the way that we want to describe better. And so when we start looking at better, we start looking at, oh, well, I don't have a job. I'm going to get a job. And the job is going to make me better. But jobs don't make you better. God makes you better. And so we start pursuing a thing instead of pursuing a God. And so what you're pursuing will become your God if you're not careful. And then when you're pursuing that and trying to please that, you are not pleasing God. So God will have to take that down in order to get your attention. And now you understand why God has destroyed some stuff in your life, because you were paying too much attention to man's stuff instead of paying attention to God's stuff. What am I saying to you? God wants your full and undivided attention. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to it. And we are still seeking after the things of God instead of seeking after the God himself.
Hallelujah.
But if there's a God seeker in here, I mean one of those God seekers that say, all I want is God. You can take everything from me, but don't touch my God. Oh, I've been through it all, but I've found that nothing is better than God. Everything has let me down, but God has always lifted me up. Is there anybody in here that we can draw a cross reference that there's a God that has held you up when everything else was taking you down? The word better really in the Greek means benefit. It is better. Well, it is a benefit in God more than confidence in man. Or it also means prevail. You prevail in God. So don't put no confidence in man. It also says it's an advantage. You are advantaged in God. So why put confidence in man? We think better means for somebody to give us something to make us feel better. If you want to give something to somebody to make them feel better, give them the Lord Jesus. When it comes time for us to give the Lord Jesus, that is the best that we can give.
Amen.
But we want to give better when we feel like giving better. Amen. But if you want better for you, then you're going to have to do better.
Okay.
If you want better for you, you're going to have to do Jesus.
Amen.
So what am I saying? Well, if you have a situation, why then do you focus on the negativity that comes your way? The body of Christ has the power of Christ dwelling in them, but yet we focus on things that are seen. And somebody can really come to you and make you bitter when God sent them to make you better. Oh, So, listen, the only reason why you are getting bitter over what they said about you is because you're in the way. If you get out of the way, if you take the I out of bitter and put the E of excellence into bitter where the I was, then you'll have better. The only thing that has made you bitter is not that person that said what they said. It's because you are in the way. Let me talk to these folks over here because I believe they got it in their spirit. It is you that has been your biggest problem. The Bible says to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. But you keep putting yourself in it. Oh, I can't believe they said that to me. It's not about you. It's about you've been crucified with Christ, and you no longer live in the life you now live. You live by faith in the Son of God who died for you. We got an eye party going on. It's all about you. You let me, give me, can you spare me? It's about me. My problem. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. No, you're not. Everybody in the body of Christ is going through something. That's why I said, let us not grow weary. Let us not go weary. Letting the troubles of the world make you want to curl up in a knot. Amen. Then we think about all the stuff and all the limitations and constraints. I can't do this because of that, and that happened, and this happened, and all this nonsense. What about this? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's a problem. The problem is you are not watering the seed. If you water the seed, it'll grow. And you have the seed in you. The problem is you're not watering it. Instead of watering the seed, you begin to complain about the constraint. God will confine you to show his power through you. Amen. And you are complaining about the confinement, and you should be worshiping him so that he can show his glory through you. Let me see if I can show you what the Spirit is showing me. But in the confinement and in the constraints, God is showing himself to be all-powerful. You have only known God to be in one limitation, but God is limitless. And so he needs to show you a greater demonstration of his power so that you can see him better, because your vision is limited right where you are. And he wants to make you limitless, and you are in the way of the own vision, what God is trying to show you. So then, when you are constrained, you are really holding back the better that's in you. Do you know that you can never hold back what has to come forward? Amen. Isaiah said, "Behold, I do a new thing, and it shall spring forth." It does not say, "I'm going to do an old thing." So why is it that you are looking back in the old, trying to bring out what's new? You can't get the new thing until you look at the God who does the new thing. And so when we see God, we have to see him as better. If you are still looking at God and complaining about what you're going through, you do not see him as better. As a matter of fact, you don't even believe him to be better, which means it causes delay in the process. Do you understand that if you plant a seed and do not water it, the seed will grow very slowly, and if no water hits it at all, it will die. That's why you can drive around Brentwood and most of the lawns are dead, because they won't let us water them.
Amen.
But you want to know what I found? Amen. I found that just that one rain, Amen. although it looked dead, it looked dead on the 1st of October, but we got one rain from God. I looked at my grass and everything that was dead, I seen green starting to come up from one move of God. What am I saying? All it takes is one move of God to make your situation all the way better. One move. So then, the scripture says, oh, give thanks. So then, better is in you. And you need to release better out of you. So your situation becomes the better that's in you. But it needs to be watered. Complaining is drying up the seed. Everything looks dry now, and you are not productive because you have no water.
Amen.
But the Bible says if you give thanks, that is the watering of your seed.
Amen.
When everything is dry,
yes,
you go back to the seed.
Amen.
And give thanks for the seed. And you begin to pray over the seed that planted inside of you. And the seed that's inside of you, the better that's inside of you, will work its way out of you and everything becomes better. Say I'm better. Sound better. Sound better. I don't care what happens in your life. A hurricane can come, but better has to take over. Nothing can outblow God. As a matter of fact, I don't know if any of you noticed, but before God had this word come forward, he had a windstorm yesterday. I looked out in the trees. And all the leaves who weren't really connected, you know how some people will act like they connected?
Yeah, all right. Come on, pal.
Huh? You know the stuff? And I looked in the trees was blowing. And a whole lot of leaves had to go. And I want to tell you, there's some dead stuff in your life that you've been complaining about. But God said, when I get ready to make it better, I got to blow some stuff out of your life. And you trying to stay here, and God's blowing you over here. And you know how it is when you're walking against the wind. You can't get nowhere back. Why can't you just go with the move of God and thank him and praise him along the way so that when you get there, better will be waiting for you. He says, the Lord is on my side. You can't get it no better than that. If God is on your side, why can't you talk about that instead of talking about what's wrong? Do you realize when you talk about what's wrong, it makes you bitter? And what gets me? See, I'm going to just tell you the truth, because I struggle too. See, I'm not going to come up here and give you the gospel and act like I got it all together. I got it in my pants one leg at a time today, just like every other man in here. I have struggles just like every other man in here. But guess what? I refuse to allow my struggle to define who I am because God has already told me who I am. He also told me that he's on my side. And if you want to get with me, you got to get with my God because I ain't got time to fool with nothing that's going to make me bitter. I got to get with the one that's going to make me better. Is there anybody in here that just want to hook up? Want to hook up? I got some hook up. I got a hook up in here. Hook up. You hook up with God, you got to get better. You done hooked up with all kind of stuff. then made you bitter. Don't trip.
Don't trip.
It was part of the plan.
Amen. Amen.
Because in order to know better, you're going to have to know what bitter is.
Yes, sir. That's it. That's it.
That's true.
That's good.
He says, he's on my side. And if God is on your side,
yes, sir.
And he's sovereign, he reigns over everything.
Everything.
Now, you say, well, I don't know if he's on my side. It's hard for me to hear from God. Well, get this. You hear from him right now. He's on your side. He sent me by to tell you. Mark your calendars.
Yes,
he's on your side. Now get this, he's not going to be on your side,
yes, sir.
Only when you do good.
Amen. Come on, pal.
You know how it is. If you don't perform, they'll trade you.
Yes, sir.
The world will get rid of you. As a matter of fact, a whole lot of people counted you out to
Amen.
Be nothing.
Amen. Come on, pal.
But God, he saw the best.
Amen.
In you, when everyone else around would only see the worst in you.
Amen. Come on,
I bring the songwriter and said, he focused on, I am his and he is mine. That's all that matters. Oh, goodness.
Amen. Come on, pal. Come on,
when you begin to focus on what really matters.
Yes, sir.
You might not like all this, but I am his.
Amen.
And he is mine.
Amen.
Leave me if you want to, but I am his.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
And he only sees the best. Why can God only see the best? Because he gave you the best.
Amen.
So then God does not look at your circumstances. He does not look at your failures. He looks at the best in you. Oh, wait a minute. If he gave me the best and he's looking at the best, now I can get it. He's working on the best. Oh, goodness. So then the best, what God is doing is making you better. Regardless of your mistakes. You have to get better. You can leave here if you want, but you'll be back because you got to get better. God didn't save you to leave you, and he didn't save you to leave you messed up. He saved you so that he could grow you up and your mess would become of age so that you will be a message unto the world that there is a God. Oh, goodness. Shout them better.
Yeah.
I'm focused on him. He's on my side.
Yes, sir.
And then he says this. He says, and I won't fear. Do what you want. Do you understand? Do what you want. Say what you want to say about me. I know what God says about me. Yeah, but you don't have nothing. Well, stick around. I got him. Yeah, but I've been watching you go to church and ain't nothing changing in your life. I'm not going to church. I am the church. I don't expect you to get it because it says darkness comprehends it. Oh, goodness. But I'm here to shed a little light on the situation so that you could get in the light.
Amen.
He says, I won't fear. Why? Because God didn't give you that. The enemy gave you that. And he knocks on my door just like he knocks on yours.
Amen.
He be all up in here.
Yes, sir.
And I just grab my head and say, Lord, help me. As much as I pray, as much as I read the word, and that joker still be knocking on my door. Be delivering me mail too. And sometimes I act a fool and open it up and don't even have my, oh goodness. And open it up. And then I got to pray my way back because I'm entertaining something to make me bitter. Instead of putting my focus on the one that's with me that's making me better. Do you know I used to be a real fool? I used to be so big of a fool that I love God and everything, came to church and everything. But when I got mad, I used to say, no, they're going to get a piece of my mind first. I'm going to tell them off and then I'm going to feel better. That did never work for me. When I told them off, I felt worse. All of a sudden, my chest started hurting. Then I got to go home and deal with God behind that. Because the system has caused us to pay attention to what the enemy is doing more than we're paying attention to what God is doing. When you understand that you have a choice, you don't even, one choice. It's not multiple choice, one choice. You either gonna get it right or you're gonna get it wrong. You got 50% chance. One choice. It's either you're going to please you or you're going to please God, right? Amen. And if you please God, it gets better. If you please you, it gets bitter. Now you know why you've been so bitter. Because you've been working on pleasing you rather than pleasing God. But this is what he says. He says, be thankful. Thank him no matter what you're going through. Because you are watering your better. Do you understand that Jesus shows us? And we think, oh, shit, I ain't gave him to Christ. Things are going to get better now. And then when it don't get better, you start getting frustrated. Why? He's still the same. He's working it out. But he's not on your clock. We still watching the clock.
Yes, sir.
You got to get rid of the clock.
Yes.
You watch the clock all your life,
yes,
and depended on a clock. Now you got to depend on your spirit man.
Wow.
Stop for a minute. Man, I've been a clock watcher.
Yes, sir.
I was a clock watcher before I got saved. And now I've got God on the clock, expecting him to do something when I want him to do it. And the truth be told, if he would have did it when I wanted him to, it would have messed up everything. So God grows us so he can make things better. Because if he give it to you too soon, it could make you bitter. God knows what he's doing. He's on your side, and he wants you to trust him. And if you trust him, you won't fear anything because he's on your side.
Yes, sir.
Can we put our trust,
yes,
in the God that promised to make things better?
Yes.
God's promise is locked up. Now get this word about God. If God promised, he says, he who begun a good work in you.
Amen.
Who started the good work in you? Then why do we get mad at people,
amen,
when you think they ought to be more mature in Christ than they are? Why do you let somebody else's growth make you bitter? Are you trying to be God? Or are you telling God he doesn't know how to do what he does?
Amen, bro. Wow.
I've learned that God has told me to do certain things. So when I came in today, I was happy. Because the Bible says that if the word goes forward, it's going to go out and do the thing that it was sent to do. God called me to deliver the word. I was so excited today because he had brought your belief system up, and now he's getting ready to usher you into better, and you don't even have nothing to say about it. I'm so happy because we got some fighters in here. You can fight this one if you want to, but better's going to take you over this month. I'm here to tell you right here and now. Fight all you want. All you fighters, I'm going to tell you what. If you want better to come quickly, you just turn around and start thanking God no matter what it looks like. Begin to praise God and thank him for what he's shown you he's going to do. Now get this. I was reading the Bible. We're getting ready to go home. I was reading the Bible. And it's reading and talking about Jesus. Jesus was going to the cross and he stopped by Gethsemane and he was praying, Lord, take this cup from me, take this cup from me. However, not my will. In other words, say, okay, forget about me. Just let your will be done. And the Lord strengthened him because he made it about him. He strengthened the flesh of the man. And then he went on to the cross. Now, get this. I was really disappointed because I was saying, well, I wished I could have just walked with Jesus. Who would have wanted to see your Savior being crucified? So I thought about the disciples and how they must have felt when you're believing for your God to show up and show off, but yet he's laying down his life. And you want God to show up and show off in your situation, and it seems like he didn't just lay down and went to sleep. But after a time,
come on, bro.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. So he says, in order for better to come, they came and they put the wine against his lips so that he would taste the bitterness.
Yeah.
Now, when he tasted bitter, he tasted that for us so we don't have to taste that. So then he rises from the dead and delivers his spirit into us. Whereby now, he says, we shall do greater things than he did. Amen. Now that's better. Amen. Now you know how much authority you have.
Yes.
Because Christ is in you.
Amen.
To make you better.
Amen.
And now you can speak the oracles of God.
Amen.
With your mouth and call better in. And stop talking about bitter and begin to talk about and proclaim better, and better has to take you over. Now, I just want to know, is there anybody in any place in your life that needs to be better? Is there anybody that's believing that it's got to get better? Because if you believe that, you ought to get up and tell them thank you right now, because that was going to water your situation. Now get this. Get this. Some of you are tired. God, how long are you going to be here? How long is it going to be this way? I'm going to share something with you. Before God called me to ministry, he had me as a semiconductor engineer, and I was performing. He was blessing me to people with PhDs. And couldn't do some of the things. I'm patenting stuff because God was with me. And PhDs couldn't do it. And they were calling me in and having me stand up before the executive board because I was saving the company so much money and giving me reward after reward. And I'm thinking, wow, if God blessed me like that, now that I'm preaching his word and doing what he wants me to do, he's about to bless me tremendously. And he did. He took away every home I had, repossessed the cars. At 50 years old, I got to move back in with my parents. But it was still better. Because it was during my hard times that I had to realize that God was in charge of my life. And God showed me something when I was living with my parents and having more kids and feeling embarrassed and ashamed. Because I wanted my dad to come like he used to and tell me how proud he was of me. And I told him, I said, Dad, I know God's going to make it better. He said, he don't got to make it better. He said, I'm so proud that you trust God. Because when God started the church, my dad had been golfing for 27 years on Sunday. And now he has been serving God every Sunday and changed his life around to please God. You want to call out better? Let God have his way to better. And I was like you. God, when you going to change it? When you going to change it? God, when you going to change it? And I put a time on him. I know you're going to change it in 12 months. 12 months came and gone. So I said, God, I'm going to give you some more time. I'm going to give you 2 years. 2 years came and gone. 5 years later when I stopped asking him. He said, it's time. He said, because now you know what it feels like to suffer with me. Now you need to show what it feels like to reign with me. But in order to reign with Christ, you must first suffer with Christ. And the suffering is not to take you down, it's to build you down. You are taking root. When an oak tree, the reason why it can grow so tall is because the roots go so far down that they wrap around the rock. And that's what God wants to do. Take us down so we can wrap around the rock who is Christ Jesus. God is calling on you to let you know that better is taking you over.
Hallelujah.
It's taking you over. And all you have to do is believe it. And here's how you know you believe it. Because you'll be thanking him so much. You become a worshiper. Even when everything looks all bad, your spirit has better locked in. And all you can do is thank him. Because you begin to water what's coming forward by thanking him. Oh, give thanks. For the Lord is good.
Amen.
And his mercy endureth forever. All give thanks. Notice, it wasn't 100 degrees today. The season has shifted.
Amen. Praise God.
This is your season. For grace and favor Believe it. Believe it. I got one person back there believing it.
Hallelujah.
You want to know what gets me? When you're watching a football game and your team is about to score, they haven't even scored, but you believe them to score, and you're jumping and you shout. Why? If you believe God, why won't you praise Him?
Hallelujah!
Score! 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 The devil thought he had you, but you went over the goal line. Touchdown, baby! This your season. Every head bow. Might be somebody here been stuck opening up the wrong mail, but you're ready to embrace a new season. Somebody here might say, I've been doing it all my way, but I want Jesus now. Never receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and say, I want to confess Him as my Lord. If you never made that confession and you want to do it today, raise your hand. I'm a believer.